The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we mentioned that regarding the different objectives of supplication, prior to that, we have to mention that there are many features, numerous features are hidden in the supplications handed down to us, these transmitted supplications, and we can feel that these traditions and these supplications actually have within sublime intentions of the Almighty Allah. That is why in the beginning of every supplication, we see the Almighty Allah is praised. And in all these supplications, everything is attributed to the Almighty Allah. Wherever there is something being done, wherever there is a creation, it is only referred to the Almighty Allah. So the Almighty Allah is counted as the absolute cause. Let us move on to the second objective. Sometimes you may have felt yourselves as well that the infallible Imams in their supplications engage in a kind of supplication which is so intense. Sometimes the infallible Imams supplicate to God so intensely that we are actually amazed how such unique creatures should weep so anxiously. Of course, nobody has any shred of doubt about the cleanliness of these great divine men, but their regrets, their continual weeping, their confessions of their weaknesses, they are, in one word, amazing. They are, these things cannot be depicted, cannot be reflected through words. We read in supplication of Iftitah, for example, Allahumma inna afwaka an dhanbi wa tajawuzaka an khati'ati wa safhaka an dhulmi wa satraka an qabihi amali وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي. Oh Allah, you're forgiving my sins, you're overlooking my mistake, you're pardoning my injustice, you're covering my bad doings, your patience before my many crimes when I have committed them intendedly and unintendedly. This is how Imam alayhi salam talks about his own weaknesses. This is how he confesses, because he knows he is a creation. He is one human being.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we see that the infallible Imams supplicate to God so intensely. Sometimes these unique creatures weep so anxiously that we are amazed. Why should they do that? Of course, we do not doubt about the cleanliness of these great divine men. But what we see in the supplications show a very high level of spirituality that elsewhere cannot be seen. In Abu Hamza's supplication, we read, فَوَعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي لَوْ أَنْهَرْتَنِي مَا بَرِحْتُ مِنْ بَابِكَ وَلَا كَفَفْتُ عَنْ تَمَلُّقِكَ. O my Lord, I swear by your dignity that even if you propel me, I will never leave your gate, nor will I stop flattering you. We also read, سَيِّدِي أَنَا الصَّغِيرُ الَّذِي رَبَّيْتَ. My Lord, I am the little one whom you have brought up. So Imam alayhi salam is explicitly talking about the power of the Almighty Allah from the beginning of creation. أَنَا الصَّغِيرُ الَّذِي رَبَّيْتَ. I am the little one whom you have brought up. So as at the same time that Imam is telling us that we should confess to our shortcomings, to our injustice, to our weaknesses, at the very same time, simultaneously, we are praising the Almighty Allah. And at the same time, we are recognizing that we have come to this kind of Lord that has this power of bringing us up. أَنَا الْجَاهِلُ الَّذِي عَلَّمْتَهُ. Allah, you are the one that have taught me, and I am the ignorant one. وَالْخَاطِئُ الَّذِي أَقَلْتَهُ. I am the sinful one, but you have forgiven me. أَرَى نَفْسِي تُخَادِعُنِي وَأَيَّامِي تُخَاتِلُنِي وَقَدْ خَفَقَتْ عِنْدَ رَأْسِي أَجْنِحَةُ الْمَوْتِ فَمَا لِي لَا أَبْكِي. I see myself cheating me. I see my days deceiving me. I am deceived by this very world, while the wings of death are fluttering near my head. So what about me? Why do I not cry? Why am I not crying? This is how the infallibles engage in supplication. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. world, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.